Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you're asking what I remember from the last time, and that's what really stuck was watching a man masturbate.
To another man.
Yeah.
Yeah. An old man. Old fat man.
It won't leave my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll never get that out of my head.
You know what? Me too.
Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. We appreciate you being here so much. Get those emails coming in at drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. And, of course, those voice messages at 818-253-1693. And the merchandise at store.ymhstudios.com. Chase O'Donnell, this is my favorite merch. This is it. It's the rational.
You've been talking about that a lot.
There it is.
Rational Revolution.
I have been talking about that a lot. Gentlemen, was that a subtle dig, or was she congratulating me for talking about it so much?
Yeah.
Thank you. I do talk about it a lot. I just love this sort of Soviet era iconography.
I love it.
I know it's beautiful, but it's exciting, right?
Yeah.
A little Lenin, and she a little sort of.
I didn't even see the Lenin.
Yeah, that's me being Lenin, and that's her being like just a Soviet citizen rising above it all. Yes, it's good.
So I can get that on YMH.
Yes.
Okay.
They're at me to introduce you. So we need to introduce you first.
Okay.
Everyone knows Chase O'Donnell. It's of course. Yeah, Chase O'Donnell in the house. Follow her on Twitter primarily. Chase, CHASE_O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Mm-hmm. Why not Instagram?
I got hacked on Instagram today.
Well, check out Instagram. She'll be back by the time this thing airs.
I hope so.
And also TikTok at Chase_Elaine. Mm-hmm. Is that your middle name?
That's my middle name. When I joined TikTok, I was like, what is this? And I didn't keep it consistent with my other handles.
I see. Yeah. I just want to see what this is. And
yeah,
all of a sudden you had 1,000 followers. What am I doing here? Did they refer to you as Chase Elaine during the sorority days?
No.
No?
Just Chase.
It seems like it would be sort of a sorority name.
I just feel like Chase is such a boy name that by putting Elaine, it's like, oh, she's a girl.
I see. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So
it helps them know.
We saw your act recently. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Loved it. The room we were in, how did you find? I always get so curious about what the performer is experiencing, because I'm out there in the room with having a great time, but I don't know what you're experiencing necessarily, because you have you have different rooms and different audiences. And
that's such a good question.
Yeah.
I am used to doing clubs.
And this is a theater.
Theater.
And it's so weird how the difference in these different rooms.
The acoustics were different. Both Christina and I thought that we weren't doing well because we couldn't really hear the laughs.
Oh, interesting.
They were like not so pronounced.
You know what I noticed? It didn't affect the show at all for me, but the mic wasn't great.
Oh.
And it would blur. I would sort of not quite get anything you said loud and into the mic would just distort.
And
that was the AV team. I was so mad at the AV team when we were there.
Right? Didn't that seem that way to you?
They messed up the lights. They messed up the fucking audio levels.
Yeah.
They messed up
everything.
The whole time I'm just like, who's in charge of this shit? Like,
the lights,
who do we need to talk to?
Kept changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Christina came on, like her intro little sequence that they did with the lights, that just kept going like 15 minutes in their set. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, who's not managing this shit?
Yeah. And yet, I thought the shows were great. Both of you did great.
Thank you.
You guys were hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely just a different. I'm not used to doing theater.
You have to get.
So,
you have
so
to.
It's a cool.
It's
experience.
A different rhythm than a club. You have to. I think you have to wait a bit. beat longer for the audience response. Well, because that's it kind of has to go noticed, all the way up the room.
I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing so much crowd work because this isn't necessarily a crowd to talk to.
I thought the crowd work you did was good.
Okay. I was talking to someone 20 feet away. Yeah. I don't know how far it was, but it felt very far.
So that, but I think overall, that would have been a good night, right?
Yeah.
You didn't feel bad about it.
It was so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a ton of fun.
It just was different than what you're used to. Yeah.
Yeah. It took me just like a bit to adjust. And then I was like, okay, I'm performing.
Yes.
I'm on a stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which is a dancing part of your routine, or was that a special performance last night? Because you were on a stage.
It's sometimes part of it.
Little soft shoe.
Yeah, a little soft shoe every now and then. I have a lot of dance training. That's what I grew up doing. So I feel very comfortable on a stage dancing, and more so than stand up.
And was your that's hysterical. and was your training in college theater,
mm-hmm.
which
and minor in dance
and illustrious, high profile, high paying careers in theater and mm-hmm. dance. Yes.
I was encouraged by my parents to get a theater degree, which I think maybe they should have pushed me into something else.
Why did they do that?
I don't. They're like, follow your dreams.
Oh well, okay.
Yeah.
And I know that we did that to millennials, everybody. That's what we did to them. That's what we did.
I don't think that's bad advice.
You can do anything. You can do anything, Chase. You'll be on Broadway in no time.
I'm not going to push my kids into a theater major, mm-hmm. is what I learned. Yeah.
And were there any sort of, as you were talking about it during your set, I started thinking if there were any memorable performances or productions you were in, like things that will stay with you.
Oh, sure.
Like what? What were those?
I mean, growing up, every year was a different ballet, but we would do like Mary Poppins, Cinderella.
So those all stayed with you.
Bambi, Peter Pan. We did all those.
But none of the theater performances in college had the same impact.
Oh, theater performance. I'm going back to dance. Yeah, all of them. But it's so funny because in theater, my training in theater was all... The program we did a lot of original works. So my resume graduating, I was the lead in all these plays, but it
no
didn't.
One knew it.
Kingdom City. Nobody knew what I was actually in. Yeah. So it would have been nice
not
to have
Chekhov.
Like, no. Chekhov in Shakespeare leads, but yeah.
Bitches be hating. Oh, here we go. No, I'm not hating. So the part of this new studio is they can drop in stuff on me. So,
okay,
so these are the drops.
So
Did last time you were here must have been about a year ago or more mm-hmm, than a year ago.
I think so.
And did anything strike you from that experience?
Yes.
What did you come away with?
I will never forget that experience. Mm-hmm. We watched Coming Up in May together.
Was that the first time we'd seen that?
Yeah, because prior to that, everyone would tell me they were coming up in May and I'd be like, great, I'll see you then. And you informed me. What right. they were talking about.
Right.
But now I know Piss on Me, Beat Me, Can't Touch My Camera Through the Fence.
You know all of it.
Yeah.
And it's all become like aloha. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a greeting mm-hmm. and a gesture and a farewell, too.
My question for you also
Uh-oh.
Is...
Here we go.
Well, I've noticed people call you Hitler a lot.
Yes.
And is that... And is I want to know what that... Where that...
Can we help Chase out? Can we do that today? Come on now.
What?
She wants to know where Hey Hitler came from.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, no, we want to see it.
Oh, it's a video.
Yeah, you're gonna need to give me some time to look for this.
All right, we'll talk about it.
It's a video. Okay.
It's a video, and people get very upset on chat rooms and stuff when people call me, hi Hitler or Hey Hitler. Uh-huh. So it's essentially this, I think, psychotic girl mm-hmm. who would get on her sort of video chat every day and thought she was talking to Hitler. And so every day she would start her little video blog with, hi, Hitler. Anyway, today we were incinerating. No, but she would not say anything terrible that I remember anyway.
Oh, not yet.
Is that the other room laughing?
No, that's okay. That's in here. Right. No, but yeah, you nailed it. It was a lady that was just kind of making videos that were
like video diaries
directly to Hitler.
Yeah.
But like he was like her BFF.
Now, okay. why they
associate you with Hitler? It's not because of your personality and what you're doing to people.
No, or my cool mustache or anything.
Yeah, okay, and what you look like. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just somehow I get a little more. Do I get more Hitler than anybody else at your mom's house? Is that true?
I just
assumed it was part of the aloha, just part of.
Yeah, it's like, it's this just is how we greet each other.
Either, I'll tell you what I'm getting a lot of lately is touch my camera through the fence.
Yeah.
A lot of that. And when we first saw that, I didn't think too much of it. It didn't like occur to me that was going to be another greeting.
I got it ready for you.
All right. So here's this young lady that gives her a little, there she is.
Hey, Hiller. It's me, Deanie. I just want to let you know there are at least two of my Daniacs, or at least a few of my Daniacs that are on the shrimp scampi boat. And they are getting turned into lasagna. So okay. I need your help getting a rescue boat over there. And,
right, and
they, you get a sense of how far gone she is. She's this is a little.
I was never going to guess that's where it came from.
I bet. I know. It's not something.
It's an old school drop.
It took me a little bit,
that's
too.
That's an old school drop?
Yeah, even before I joined.
Yeah, they had to bring it back and teach me about it, too. And I was like, this is, as usual, at your mom's house. I'm like, that is a sick person. Why are we talking about this?
Oh, yeah. So, she's not doing well.
No. So, yeah.
Okay, so
what else came up for you? What else? Talk about happy things. So.
Oh, well, you're asking what I remember from the last time, and that's what really stuck, was watching a man masturbate
to another man.
Yeah
An old man, old fat man.
It won't leave my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll never get that out of my head.
You know what, me too. There's a lot of stuff they show me here since the very first time that I came and visited Tom and Christina at your mom's house. The stuff I didn't get over to this day. And they have just continued to just drill me down till I
You ask for it, Drew. I don't mean a victim blame here, but you ask for all of this.
I call for it on a show. I'm not sure I ask for it.
No, you specifically ask for it on the last
Well, sometimes I ask for stuff. Well, yeah, I did ask for
you
that.
You know what?
Yeah, you're right.
Question.
You're right.
What's been your least favorite thing we've ever showed you? Like, what's stuck?
You,
like, what's
you
woken
know,
you up from a sleep?
Do you know? Because I'm sort of seasoned, i.e. burnt, you know, destroyed by all this, the first thing, so the two things that stayed with me, really three things.
I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, so one was the guy losing his legs in the Asian car park.
Right,
oh
right.
God.
He essentially, somebody just, he's gonna show it to you, it looks like,
no.
to me.
Give me
yeah,
a second.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And
I was like, well, you won't really see it, but okay. But I have seen injuries like that, and I was like, Tom, why are you laughing at this?
Okay.
This man has had degloving incident of his legs. I had trouble processing all that.
Uh-huh.
The other thing was RPC. Robert Paul Champagne, his try it out first video was concerning.
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, come on. Nadav, we're going to have to bring
Chase.
Sorry,
for what?
She's
try
never
it
seen
out,
try it out.
No, piss, yeah, RPC, piss on me, beat me.
She is not familiar.
Looking
no,
for
I'm
homeless
just familiar
black guys.
With the piss on me, beat me.
But she's
saying.
Never seen the video. We have to revisit all this, Nadav. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to show you the classics.
From?
My goodness. Do you have one? You've been talking to Christina like every day for how long?
All right, well, look, one at a time, all right?
Yes, of course.
Here's the guy crushing his legs.
Okay, here's the one that bothered me. Here.
Okay.
So driving into a car park, it's somewhere in Asia. It's still disturbing. It's still... Yeah. Now, at the time, I didn't know... I thought the guy was dead. I thought for sure that is a dead person.
He's okay.
But apparently he's okay.
What?
He's done follow-ups.
Okay.
There have been follow-ups. He's okay.
He can walk?
I mean, he got his legs repaired.
I mean,
repaired.
He's alive.
He's repaired. I like this guy looking at him.
Yeah, they're just like, like, what?
I just drove
you
into you.
Are you okay, dude? That's dramatic. Okay.
Just staring at him.
Yeah. They're not doing anything. They're not even calling for help.
I know. It's odd. But,
it's a daily occurrence at the garage.
So there's that. Yeah, I know. So I had nightmares about that for a long time. And then they
it's
really wanted
going.
To dig into RPC.
Okay.
And so Nadav will get to that. But I was so intrigued with RPC I went and visited him in his apartment in New York City.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And there's, you can still see that. I think it's a pay-per-view, is it? And still, or is it? They never aired all of it because Robert has become a friend and he's a gentle soul in real life, but you would never know it from these videos
the
you're going to see.
He beat me.
Yeah. And I was like, I was just intrigued. And so we went and we went to his apartment and it was intense.
Okay.
Little hoarding issue.
Piss on me, beat me.
There he is. There he is.
I heard it.
And he, but he's a sweet, sweet man.
I love that.
He really is.
I'm very glad.
And he claims it's all just role playing and he's making people happy. And he had lots of costumes and things in this whole room filled with costumes and birds.
Okay.
And we tried to work on his diet a little bit because his kitchen was piled high with pastries and baked goods.
Yeah.
Not
healthy.
Not healthy and not new.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But some of them were wrapped. Some were almost like scooter pies piled on top of each other.
Yeah.
Several feet high.
Not good.
Not good. Didn't look like any human had walked into the kitchen in a long time. Mm. There was
rats.
I'm sure.
Animals.
Rodents. Varmints. Varmints.
Okay.
And we didn't want to upset RPC by showing that stuff
because
he is actually a really sweet guy. And Tom and I one day are going to take him to Per Se. He and I are going to go to Per Se and we're going to have dinner with RPC at Per Se.
So nice.
And just black guys who love to fuck and fuck good. Hmm. If you're a hot black guy and you want to fuck me at $23.95, if you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man. Get free food, free rent, and everything else, man. Here's a deal, man. Men from jail, homeless, or you're a thug, you want to come move in? A friend can move with you too, man. Free rent, you get a lease and a key. Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me. I'm home now. You see me? You want to come over today and try it out? Try it out, man.
Try it out. There it is.
My building? Try it out. You want to fucking piss on me? Try it out. Seriously, probably only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys that mean it, want to do it, and I want to deliver it. I'm a hot white trash. Come dump. Let's fuck.
Wow. I love that that's him doing good.
That's him doing good for humanity.
Yeah.
That's him doing good.
Oh, good.
And first time I saw that, I was disturbed. Mm. It stayed with me. I couldn't understand it. I'm now that I know him and I've sort of seen the array of performances he has put on, I'm realizing now he's masturbating during this one, which is something I missed.
Oh,
Nadav's like,
they're all masturbating.
He's always masturbating.
Yeah, he always is, which is why I sort of picked up on it, I guess, this time. So now you've sort of been through the classics.
Okay. I'm
yeah, you're up
them.
To date.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank and you. Hopefully they will stay with you the way they've stayed with me. Mm-hmm. So
actually the legs getting ruined was pretty tough.
Yeah.
I felt like crying.
Yeah. I got, like feeling in my, like a roller coaster or something when you see that.
The Hitler video and that one we just watched seem very similar.
Well, that's interesting.
Is that?
Well, it's interesting because the girl we don't have direct contact with, right? And she looks psychotic to me. She looks like a schizophrenic and just doing her thing. RPC has some interesting thought processes too, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But he is not that. He is not schizophrenic or anything like that.
Okay.
So, but interesting. Why do you associate those two?
I just felt like they, I don't want to label them, but
of course not.
But I think they do have screw.
Where'd you go to college?
UC Santa Barbara, data major.
No kidding.
And
there's sororities there. At UC Santa Barbara. I always think of it just a beach school.
Oh yeah. Big party school.
Yeah.
The Greek
yeah.
system.
That's,
big.
Isla Vista or whatever.
Isla Vista.
Or Lita or whatever.
Galita.
Yeah. Galita.
Wow, you know your UCSB.
Oh, I've been up to Santa Barbara many times.
Yeah. But they both kind of were just talking to the camera oddly.
Yes, yes.
And
it's an odd relationship with your audience.
Yeah.
But interesting.
But it very, very interesting. And I would love to have a screw loose like that where it seems very freeing.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So there's some
kind of imagine your act with that.
Yeah.
Who knows where you'd go?
I think it would help me, to be honest, because I think with performing it helps to be like, who cares? No right. shame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it, you worry about being judged and you're up there.
Oh, do I ever?
Really? Yeah. So you're thinking, you're overthinking all the time.
Not when I'm on stage, but before the shows, I get nervous.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Now, is your set change very much or is it pretty set for right now for this? I mean, how long before you do change, that kind of thing?
Yeah,
because all my comedian friends complain about their specials because they have to change everything after the special.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm filming a special in August. Okay. So I'm going to keep working on what I have until.
Hell yeah, that's right. Is that going to be out here?
In LA.
Great. Can we go? You got to have us go.
Oh, man.
We're trying to quietly get you and my son to meet each other. You know this?
I do know this. Mm. Not quietly.
Oh, okay. Well, Christina is doing it. I don't know what she's up to, actually.
I followed him on Instagram.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but now my Instagram's hacked. So. Oh,
maybe he did it.
Maybe it was him.
He's pretty smart. It's like, yeah. Got tired of you stalking him. Yeah. I'm going to shut this chick down.
It was your son.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, yeah, you guys can all come.
Okay.
But until then, I'll be doing the same. I try to add a few things every time I go on.
And some of it's with audience stuff. Do you get new material out of that?
No.
No.
No, I'm so scared to talk to the audience.
You talked to the audience.
I know.
Last time.
How good was it?
It was great.
Luckily, they were good.
Well, you never know.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, right.
But I'm always scared to talk to the audience.
I'm trying to remember what it was you talked to them about because Christina did some talking to the audience too. And I remember the orgy person.
I remember the guy.
Oh, yeah, he was very high. Oh, you brought him up.
I brought him up.
I was jealous. I wanted to go up there and be there.
I wanted to sit in the front.
I wanted to be
Scott. I didn't even see you.
I know. We were about.
Yeah.
And they put you guys way up in the back. What was that all about?
I enjoy that. I'm not trying to be in the front row of a show where I know the performers.
I would have hated it if you guys were the front row.
Yeah, it's just bad.
It really wouldn't have been fun.
Yeah. You want to do crowd work with us? Yeah.
What's your name? Oh, cool.
I'm Nadav.
I had fantasies, though, about going up on stage with you guys, with both you and with Christina. And if I'd gone up with Christina, I was thinking to myself, because she was playing a little coy, and I thought, I'd ask the audience if you know that this young lady, not you, Christina, had a tour called Fuck My Stoma. Do you know that she had a tour called
Fuck My Stoma? Yeah.
And by the way, that is the threshold that I tell my wife that I love you so much, you could have two colostomies, and it wouldn't matter.
And
it's romantic, right?
Really romantic.
And for women, that's astonishing. Women, like, they can't process that. Like, you would?
Yeah, because I like to play a game called Deal Breaker, and to me, I think that would be a deal breaker.
A colostomy bag would be a deal breaker.
Two would
be a deal breaker. Yeah, it would
one,
be a... You deal if you really loved him.
Yeah,
you deal with one close to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's really sweet of you,
right?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. What would you have done if you came up on stage for mine?
Oh, I was just going to be Scott.
I'd
let you be whatever. I'd be whatever you needed me to be.
Okay.
So I felt like maybe we don't know each other well enough that I'd want to give you shit when I came up there. But Christina, I immediately want to give her shit. That's all.
Yeah, I'd just start crying.
Oh, that would be fun. That'd be interesting. So
I don't know how I would react if someone came on stage and bullied me.
I wouldn't bully. It would be just creating content. It would be. Am I bullying you now?
No.
Okay. It would be like this. We'd be chill.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't.
Because you got to remember, I spent years being Adam Carolla's foil.
Yeah.
Right? On stages. We did mostly theaters.
Wow.
And so really what I do is just stand there and laugh.
That's the best.
It's good, right?
That's all you could hope for someone coming up.
See, yeah. I know people like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of liking. What is that?
Bladder full of cum.
Oh. And then I was telling us to move on. I think that's a code for let's move forward. Oh, so how about some voice messages? We didn't have that a lot.
And now it's time for the segment of voicemails about sex.
Mm.
Hi, Dr. Drew. So I'm a recovering drug addict. I was addicted to stimulants, Adderall and cocaine. And let's go. Addicted for about 8 or 9 years. And over those times, I had a lot of like, super, super high intensity drug fueled, like sex and masturbation sessions. And now I've been off of it for about a year since the last time I really hit it hard. And I noticed now I have almost no sex drive at all. And I'm wondering if I is it possible that I like blew out my sex drive? like the way you can blow out a car engine by like running it too hard. Did I like blow my sex drive out by doing drugs?
We got it, dude. We got it.
Masturbating too much.
We got it, man.
I need help. Tell me what to do. All right. Bye, Hitler.
See, they call you Hitler a lot. Okay. Anyways. I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
So he's a one bagger, right? Not two bags for him. One yeah, bag, maybe. Yeah. You have to really like him. Maybe not even a one bag. Mm-mm. Okay. You're picky.
No, it'd be a deal breaker just from that voicemail.
So it's funny with stimulants. People go one way or the other. The stimulant itself either shuts them down or jacks them up sexually. They either go whoop up or they go down like he is now when they're on the stimulants.
Okay.
And for the people that go way up, it's often they're getting an opioid effect from the drug too. It's mm-hmm. to some extent some sort of endorphin effect.
I've heard of opioids.
Yes, there you go. and the problem with long periods of exposure to that that sort of pleasure system is you can kind of burn it out. And what I see,
so he blew it.
He's right, and it's sort of So with stimulants, so there may be a solution though. With opiate addicts, pure opiate addicts, they end up starting to do asphyxiation to try to get the pleasure back from sex,
choking themselves,
or autoerotic. You know, they take a belt and they lean against it. That's how a lot of people die. A lot, and some of them were high profile people that no one's talking about. It's a common thing. You don't know this. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, there was the Dave Carradine, right?
Dave Carradine did it. Yeah. But there's some that.
But that was the only guy that ever did it.
Well, is that the guy from.
Anytime somebody has a history of opiate addiction and you hear they died, maybe they committed suicide, but there's no letter, think this.
Okay.
Just think it.
So our caller needs to be very careful
very
what his next
careful.
Steps are.
That's okay. Right. That he doesn't make efforts to try to bring it back by overstimulating himself because that doesn't help things.
Yeah.
But with stimulant addicts, sometimes you can restore things with certain antidepressants, essentially.
Oh.
You can get the system sort of activated again. So
I got a question.
Yeah.
What can he just completely reset with just like not watching porn, not masturbating for like, a full year?
How long has he been off amphetamine? I didn't hear that. Stimulants.
About a year.
A year. He may get better over a couple more years. Sometimes that happens. So give it some time.
He can't jerk off for another couple
years?
No,
it's not about that. He should actually work himself a little bit. Try to get things going again. I don't give up.
With normal porn.
With normal stimuli. Yes. Normal porn, normal behavior. Don't.
Can he not like perform with a woman?
He would have trouble. Okay. He would have trouble. But I'm not saying you have to do it by yourself. I mean, doing it with a female partner, probably ideal, probably better, but you have to have a partner who understands that you're struggling right now. And you may need use some erectile medication.
Which might be embarrassing to tell the girl.
Might be. It's turned Chase off, evidently. She is not into guys like this. But what she's saying is if it's a girl, do not admit you've been an opiate addict or a meth addict because she will reject your ass.
Chase only likes hard dicks.
Well, not just hard dicks. It's like... No addictions here. your pearls.
Or I'd want them to be honest about it.
Yeah, of course, at the beginning of the relationship.
So I knew it was going on.
It's not date one material, right?
No.
Which date? Which one?
And if it's date one material, then deal breaker.
I know. So what date do you sort of tell somebody all this stuff?
That's we've been married for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Until it's too late.
We're in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
we have kids. It's tough.
Really entrap the young ladies before you tell them the bad news, what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you mentioned during your routine that you kept flirting with the sorority stories, and I wanted to hear some rough story. I would just imagine.
We're still in the sex voicemail segment.
More voicemails. All right. I just imagine you have some stories.
You did tell me you're getting off track.
Yeah, they got to keep me on track. Okay. So she thought I was doing a very structured job with this show, Nadav. And I told her,
we're really peeling the curtain back on this.
Here we go. Let's go.
Hi, Dr. Drew. Hey. Long time, first time. Mm-hmm. I have a question about monster dongs. So when my boyfriend and I are having sex and he goes particularly deep, I get this feeling like I'm going to pass out and I feel nauseous. I was Googling this and Dr. Google says it could be a vasovagal episode.
Yes.
What do you think about this and how can I avoid this happening while still getting plowed. Piss on me, beat me, love y'all, Blues Boys.
Bye, Hitler.
Bye, Hitler. Did you say bye, Hitler?
No. Oh.
So what do we do? I'm glad we have a young lady here in this room filled with males. The monster dong. How should that be dealt with? Because it's a funny thing, the monster dong.
Is this isn't a scientific term. This is like a...
This is her term. The monster dong?
Right, yeah,
it's her term.
Because she said it and you went, oh, and you wrote down stuff. So I thought...
I didn't want to forget her colorful language. Okay. I thought it would be appropriate that we continue
to... doctors know this
term. No, okay. No. But it's an interesting thing because a lot of women, it's not so fun having a monster dong. And a lot of women would like that. Women are all over the place with their preferences, like men are, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone is. But I would say more often than not, monster dong uncomfortable. There's sort of a Goldilocks effect with the penis. Yeah, there's a just right.
Monster dong is
too big.
Yeah,
and because it's what she's describing, it's hitting up against it's actually going kind of behind the uterus and pulling the uterus up into your pelvis. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't designed to do that.
Wow. I haven't told you this. Mm-hmm. I'm so impressed that you know every answer to every question.
Well, I am very... when you've had medical training, common things happen commonly.
You're just
not likely to hear something that you've never seen before.
Interesting.
And I had an extraordinary broad medical experience. I was a workaholic, severe, and I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I would do critical care rounds. So I had critical care patients. I had general hospital patients. Then I would see outpatient medical patients for 4 hours. And then I would go to my next job at the psychiatric hospital. And I would see, I both had medical service there and addiction services. And I'd get home at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So it was insane. But because of this incredibly broad experience, I have seen everything. There's nothing. I mean, in medicine, I've just seen everything.
Wow. Okay.
And so
I don't mean to take us off track.
No, but let me finish.
Nadav is getting worried.
I know. It's okay. I'll get right back. But it is. I just want to give it all back. I want to just because a lot of my peers don't get that training anymore. You don't see everything like that.
Interesting.
Now I don't have a lot of very narrow, deep experience. Right? Like if you have some obscure gynecological surgical question, we need to talk to a gynecologist. But in terms of common broad medical and psychiatric things, just like nothing.
You know the monster dong.
I know monster dongs. Okay. That's when I see one. Yes.
So the uterus was getting pulled up,
and it should. You got to tell your part. You know, back when Adam and I used to talk about these things, he wanted to invent something called the love grommet, penis grommet.
Oh.
Do you know what a grommet is?
No.
It's like a something you put around it so it doesn't go too deep. It'd be like something you wear around the penis to keep you from... There's a grommet. He's showing us grommets.
Oh.
And we just put a love grommet on and...
Isn't that a diaphragm? I thought that's what a diaphragm was.
No, diaphragms go... Oh, they don't really use them anymore, but they go... Oh. But diaphragms went over the cervix, essentially. It sort of held a bunch of spermicidal jelly right there at the cervix so the sperm couldn't get into the cervical mouth theoretically, and then the sponge does the same thing.
That's the
love grommet. That black one there in the second from the middle and the second from the left is, it looks like a good love grommet. And
I like it.
Yeah. And the point, there it is, look, it's like a donut. And side access door lock rubber grommet.
Sounds like this one's got multiple uses, huh?
Yeah, indeed. And so the point is that she needs to talk to her partner that, men like when they get a response from a woman.
Okay.
And you got to be clear with men what's a good response, you know, like when it's actually hurting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get a little confused sometimes.
Yeah, and I think girls are good at
hiding it,
faking it.
Don't do that. We want to be in the right zone. What do you like?
I don't know.
Chase is essentially saying, that's impossible. It's impossible. You've never been with a man. It's impossible.
I think if it's like a new situation, it's harder to just like be like, all right, let's talk.
Yeah, I agree. And to be fair, everyone's kind of excited and having, it's probably sort of, it's not what you're looking for anyway. You're not looking for a perfect experience. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But I'm always amazed that people don't talk about stuff they should be talking about.
When is it normal to talk about it?
Okay. Good question.
Thank you. I actually need to know this.
Yeah. I think if you are having sex regularly with somebody, it is I mean, if it looks like it's going to be a regular connection,
mm-hmm.
there's no such thing as too soon, I would say. And I'm going to get a poll here. Gentlemen, okay. What do you think? If your female partner was having an experience or you were doing things that she didn't like, wouldn't you want to adjust course like as soon as possible?
I'd want to know it right when it was happening.
Immediately.
Like, oh shit, don't do this
thing
anymore.
Yeah, immediately. Immediately we want to know.
I was going to say, I feel like the time to say it is whenever you want to feel good.
Yeah, right. Do you guys agree that you're part of your experience? We're very tied up in having our female partners have a good experience.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it's certainly not just for us.
Well, the good
you're
ones.
You're skeptical of that.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like
you've been with some shitheads, evidently.
I think so.
We got to help Chase out here.
I feel like it's like a turnoff to be like, okay, let's just talk through this.
Oh, no. We don't want an air traffic controller.
Yeah,
no,
right?
No. But we want, hey, that hurts. I like this. Try this.
Okay.
Just don't. We don't want, what is that zone where it's too much?
I mean, you just hear like a, ooh, like, just like a weird sound. Be like, all right, didn't like
just
that.
I've always responded to what's good. It's positive reinforcement. So it's like, oh, no, we're
oh, that's
there.
True. We, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Like that, just like that. There's nothing more powerful than just like that.
Annie was talking about this in the green room yesterday.
That was?
If a girl goes to lick your butt.
That was because Christina brought that up on stage.
No.
See, that's what I don't do. I don't say no.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
you're just
I'm
like come
baby,
on
right
over
here.
This
yeah,
way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just
don't have to be harsh.
Let's go over
yes,
here.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I like that.
I like that is all you have to say.
Oh.
Literally,
like that.
That's all you have to say. I like this. I like that.
I
like that.
You don't understand.
Men are we're so. Caught up in this. We really are very sensitive about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good to know.
Yeah,
thank
good.
You,
okay, we're learning something today. Another voice message. Let's see if we get another successful session for Chase.
Hey, Dr. Drew. Hey. This is Jay. I was just curious. You know, every time I take Molly, anything above 0.1, I just can't get hard anymore. So kind of two-part question. One, what's going on there? Two, I was kind of curious if I could take Viagra at the same time to counteract that because as any knows, Molly sex is the best. So that I'm coming up in May. Piss on me, beat me.
What did he give us his name? Did he say name?
Jay.
Jay. Thanks, Jay. Annie has not shared that with me, but thank you for alerting me to Annie's Molly sex.
What did he say? Annie loves Molly?
Molly sex is the best.
Oh.
Yeah, he likes hot sauce and Molly sex is the best.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you, it's not wrong. It's a little dangerous. I have done both because I'm the same. If I do a little bit too, like even just a normal dose of Molly, ain't working.
Remember I was talking last show about how to scar the penis and maybe shorten it and shrink it?
Molly does
what?
It.
Excessive erection can also do it.
Mm.
Like if it's too hard.
But isn't that what Viagra and all that shit is supposed
to? Well, that's why I'm sort of bringing it up.
Mm.
So you have to kind of make sure it's not like it doesn't feel abnormally tumescent, if that makes sense. Because that can also cause a little scarring. So repeatedly. So that's what I would worry about with him doing both.
Mm-hmm.
However, he says he has erectile dysfunction, and that's from the stimulant part. Molly's like an amphetamine that has hallucinogenic properties, essentially, loosely speaking. And so, I mean, it's not bad in any sort of medical sense. It's just like, Jesus Christ, we're using an illicit drug and then taking a pharmaceutical to counteract it. It's like,
is this like Red Bull with vodka?
It's worse.
Okay. It's you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah, an all-rounder. Yeah, okay. So more like wheatgrass and something bad for you or something at the same time. Mm. All right, give me another one.
Wheatgrass and Cheetos.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
From Ohio. Just a quick question. Usually, you know, me and my wife have intercourse, and it's great. But, I mean, I shoot ropes in, like, 4 strokes. Thick rope.
What's that mean? You'll tell
a lot
to
of
tell.
Now, on Friday, I hadn't had sex in a while. I jerked off twice and thick ropes. And then Saturday,
rope?
We have sex for an hour Saturday morning, and I can't get off. My dick's working great. Can't get off. What's the problem there? Cutting through the fence.
Men are extraordinary.
This is something else.
Yeah. He's saying, I ejaculated a whole bunch of times, and then I couldn't ejaculate when I was with my wife. No shit, dude.
Oh, and that's right? What roping means?
Ropes.
Oh.
Okay.
A pulse. Of,
that's right.
A pulse of white coming out is one.
Rolling the dice. Okay, yeah, yes.
Explain why I used that hand.
Because of the show last night?
Yes.
Because in high school, I was raised on Disney Channel, so I just, this was rolling the dice.
I see. Or it was, I imagine you had other ideas too about it when you tried to figure out what it was.
I mean, I don't know, hammering something? I don't know.
You know, Andy had trouble too, he told me a couple of days ago.
You're having trouble roping?
No, that's no problem once it started. Okay. It's just that he was,
Thanks, Drew.
I think he had puberty a little bit late, so all those signs were sort of confusing to him when he was like 14.
Oh.
So he similar to Chase that way. I told him it was like Chase. And so ropes is it's semen
that
ejaculations.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So that
I love that. I love that lingo. I'm so happy to know.
It's such a, it makes me gaggy a little bit. Okay. I'm so glad men use that all the time.
It's
but
just
anyway.
Fun that all the guys are calling in concerned about their
penis
erection.
Yeah. All listen.
That's all they're really concerned about. So,
I'm telling you something. Well into Loveline, my wife was listening. She didn't listen all the time, but she started listening in the sort of Adam years. She goes, it's just men calling in about their penis all the time. What is that? And I said, that is the predominant question. Men are extremely preoccupied about their penis and their penis function.
We have not had one girl call in about this issue.
Not her penis. That's right.
Well,
Or his penis even. but men are very, I think I've mentioned to these guys before, our neurological setup is such that our brain is
connected
in ways that it's not funny.
By a rope.
By a rope. Keep using that brain for good.
Okay.
and like when men come out of anesthesia or when they're in waking coma, if they've been a deeper coma, you know what the first thing they do is? Start playing with their junk. Mm-hmm. Not that they're not masturbating. Their hands just go there.
There's a lot of guys I've dated that I'd have to be like, can you take your hand out of your pants when they're just like watching TV?
That's a compliment.
It's a default.
Yeah, that's right. It's a default.
They just put their hand in their pants.
It's just where it goes, and there's a lot of the space in this is tied up with that part of the body. It's just very strange. Mm. It's a very strange thing. But as a result, when they're growing up, they have grave concerns about is it normal? Okay. Is it working okay? Am I because literally, when we had guys calling in that had very serious esteem issues. They were very preoccupied about the size of their penis. There's just like that's how their esteem issue would sort of manifest. Like, I can't.
Big dick energy.
Small dick makes me feel like I'm diminished in some way. It's very odd. Very odd.
Okay.
But Chase is bringing up an important point.
We need
some female callers here. You got something for us? You know how I prefer them. Much as I appreciate the male calls, there's something.
Did we answer his question?
Is he gonna masturbated
be okay?
Too much. Yes. Just don't masturbate
just don't
so
masturbate
much.
Don't masturbate so much.
It's just literally, okay. Literally you can deplete your chi, gentlemen. You can actually, you don't perform if you've masturbated too much. By the way, this is one of the things we're seeing from porn addiction right now. Young men with erectile dysfunction because of depleting your chi. Too much stuff going out.
Okay.
All right. Okay then.
Okay, Nadav, we would like a female.
Here comes a female voicemail about sex.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Mommy. This is Multi-Orgasmic Stephanie. Got that nickname from my husband after the first time I called into your show. Anyways, my question today is about sex during ovulation. My husband and I are trying to get pregnant, so we're really timing out the times that we do the deed. And I've noticed that it's really painful when we have sex during ovulation. Mm. It's like almost like he's poking me. Mm-hmm. And it's usually on the right or left side. It's really interesting because the rest of the month when we have sex, it doesn't hurt like that. So just curious what that is. Guessing has something to do with ovulation, but I just don't know. Love the show, and I hope to chat soon.
Piss on me, beat me, call me in May.
You better be coming up in May.
I didn't do it right.
That's right. Well done. Bye, Hitler.
Bye, Hitler.
So what do you think?
So I think there's a huge theme here. Mm. Girls call in about pain during sex, and guys generally. This is just what I think it's very common for sex to hurt for girls.
Yes, it is common. That's not the most common call. Usually the men are calling about their penis, uh-huh. and women are calling about the men.
Oh.
Like, what's up with them? What's up with this? What's up with that? Why is he so whatever? They cannot make sense of the male behavior.
Yeah.
Which don't think... when you think about male behavior, don't think in a complicated way. Just think as simple as possible. That's your answer.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. It's disappointing.
What's
I know.
Up with
it's
men.
Disappointing.
Okay.
But yes, but pain with intercourse is a very common phenomenon, right? It's called dyspareunia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And during, much like you can get dysmenorrhea, like pain around your period, right?
That's not a fun name.
Pelvic pain.
I don't like that.
It can be from, there's inflammation that goes on in and around your period. And ovulation is one of those times when there's, obviously you've just released an egg and the follicle's deteriorating. And it can be uncomfortable. That's all. It's just telling to get the love grommet and lay off a little bit.
Perfect. Back on. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, same thing.
Lay off.
Don't go so deep, guys. So men get confused. Again, we think like, oh, you like that. And
right.
then, because the other thing with men is if we like something, we always like it. It never changes.
Right. It's so simple.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
And for you guys, it changes all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them how that changes.
So just be vocal in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. You like things different. You like certain things. And what's our friend saying? This is multi-orgasmic Stephanie, right? And did we talk about that last time you were in here?
I mean, Kelsey Cook.
Kelsey is multi-orgasmic. She's sort of, there's different flavors of, do you know this about, this is a thing with that women call in about, is their orgasmic function.
You're saying like some women like will have tons and some won't.
Some women, there's sort of a spectrum from starting to orgasm as soon as intercourse begins and having sort of unlimited numbers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is another group that's not quite that sensitive. And by the way, that group hates oral sex. They don't like oral sex at all.
Uh-huh. Kind of. Okay.
And then there's another group that can sort of orgasm with intercourse most of the time, maybe like Kelsey have sort of figures out how to kind of have multiply with intercourse. Oral sex is okay. And then there's like the majority, which is can sometimes have an orgasm with intercourse, though rarely, and need some sort of direct clitoral stimulation to have an orgasm. And the ones over on the multi-orgasmic spectrum, when you talk to them, they go, well, they just haven't figured it out yet. No, they're never going to be like you. It's just a different biology.
Yeah,
it's a different thing.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about this, which mm-hmm. is very interesting. Like this side doesn't relate.
Right.
They
can't imagine
it.
They can't imagine it's so different. It is just different biologies. And so as a female, then how should we approach that information? Is that useful for women? Should we talk about it a lot, a little?
Because
a lot of women feel inadequate when they're normal, completely normal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it, I feel like it's, I fall in the.
Middle?
No.
Middle zone?
The one you said that most girls.
The normal. Yeah. The majority.
I'm in the normal
group. Yeah. It's the vast majority. It is really the majority. Yeah.
But I did think that was normal. So does that mean that, well, that means a lot of that's normal?
You know what
about
that?
It?
Yes. That means that we're better than when I was in my love line, when everyone would feel like inadequate and what's wrong with me and why can't I be like her and that kind of thing. So good.
That seems a bit much. I got to be honest.
The multi stuff?
Yeah. It seems a bit much.
It's different. They sort of go to exhaustion. That's what they have to do.
Yeah.
Which is different. It's a different thing.
Just different.
So, all right.
Now it's time for some TikToks.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Cool guys and get.
Here are 10 things that I believe every woman needs to hear. Number one, everyone has roles when they bend over. Number two, when someone tells you that you are beautiful, believe them. They aren't lying.
Well, that's nice.
This is like king.
Number three.
You nailed it.
Well, sweetheart, we all wake up with bad breath sometimes.
Okay.
Number four. For every woman who is unhappy with her stretch marks, there is another woman who wishes she had them.
Oh, I
Number
don't believe
five,
that.
You should definitely have more confidence. And if you saw yourself the way others see you, you definitely would. Number six.
There's like another 2 minutes.
I'm bored.
That is the slowest talking motivational coach I've ever heard.
He thinks that works.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to.
Number six.
Have you ever seen the
Don
King,
Draper type shit?
The King Above 18. Have you seen him?
No.
It's another classic.
I know the Queen.
Kings and Queen Above 18, right? Okay, you've seen him. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just know the phrase.
Oh, well, here we go again.
You got to give me a little bit.
We got to educate Chase because he's a guy, he's a truck driver, sort of a bear type. That does this kind of positive.
My queen's above 18.
Yes, and you're beautiful. You're lovely. Good morning. You're gonna have a great day. Send me your tit pics. Is sort of what behind all that.
I find that very creepy.
Very creepy. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think
you.
That's
yes.
a way to get a woman.
No, I would agree with
okay.
that. Let me. While Dob's getting going here, let me talk about this. I need advice on an alcoholic neighbor. Do you mind if I do a little voice message, a little email? Is that okay?
No, because we're still in the TikTok.
All right,
segment.
All right. I'm trying to give you a little time here, dude.
Well, we're hopping around anyway, so that part will have to wait. Okay.
You're just gonna fucking talk like this all show now?
Yeah, actually, I don't even know what I'm doing. I hate this voice that I'm doing. I really hate it.
We're gonna have to temper.
What if the whole booth, all of us, are just? I guess we'll just talk like this.
I think I'm autistic.
Andy, is Nadav autistic?
You'll see this.
TikTok.
This is a Hindu swastika. Okay. I literally put it up there. Prosperity and good luck.
What? What is that?
The swastika means prosperity
you'll see this?
And good luck.
This is a Hindu swastika. I literally put it up there. Prosperity and good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hindu Swastika.
So it's the good one.
All right, it's the good one, not the bad one. Okay.
I don't get. Okay.
All right.
The message to you.
Uh oh.
Putin, if you attack Poland, all the 30 NATO countries will be coming for you.
That's a cool guy. Is it a gal or a guy?
I think it's a girl.
So it's hard to tell. What does it say? UK Holic Pride.
Fleece FICA. What's it say?
Official.
UK Holic Pride official.
No, that's bizarre.
I didn't understand that.
She's got the cool guy teeth. And
I didn't understand that at all.
She's making threats to Putin and that if he comes after Poland, all of NATO will come crashing down.
Oh, good.
It seemed very Harry Potter-esque in some weird way. What's the actor's name that had the kind of light white skin like this?
Yeah, I don't know her name.
Him.
Oh,
it was a him.
Never mind. I'm
him.
Thinking of the one that turns into a cat.
Oh, that one too. Yes, I like that. Okay. Give me another TikTok.
Okay. Hey, I need help. Everybody needs help. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
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 You send me help, I'll make take it. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
I like
crazy. Yeah. I don't need no help. Heck no.
Yeah, well, maybe good. You do, honey. Maybe a little bit. Help. Just a little bit.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, yeah. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chocome por ser hincha de River, meta la mano ahí. Y saque la hora. Vamos.
Vamos. Oh, poor kid.
So describe what you're seeing.
We're seeing go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, we're seeing a mom and a son having fun together.
I think it might be the grandma on the side, maybe.
She has a very big belly, and it made her grandchild or child stick his hand under it, and it got stuck.
We call it the panis, that he put his hand and part of his forearm.
That's called the panis?
Panis is that thing that overhangs, yeah.
It's very similar to penis.
Strangely enough, didn't make that connection.
Yeah, wow.
Nadav did, evidently. He's shaking his head very vigorously.
Yeah, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Very close.
So, and the penis captures the hand. It swallowed his hand. And she somehow maneuvers herself a little bit so that poor kid can't get his hand up. That kid's going to have nightmares forever.
But it looks like it's a fun game the two of them play all the time.
He seems to be a little gleeful, but I still think he's going to have nightmares.
It's a certain type of trauma.
I agree, right? Anything like that
happen?
Kid
touch your penis.
Touch my penis through the fence. There we go. Yes. Chase, very good.
Thank you.
And now your update on all the classics. You really are, you're a full-fledged mommy.
So now I've seen a mom.
Well, I'm sure there are a few more, but Nadav will kill me if I keep.
Because we're still in the TikTok.
Yes,
more TikTok. The voice again.
We are in the TikToks. Aww.
Parrots.
That looks like Danny.
He's kissing parrots or those parrots? He's looking at him. He tucked a bunch of parrots in bed. Live parrots, right?
Yes, they're alive.
And he's kissing them on the beach.
Oh, they're live.
Yes.
Hunter.
See? This is that estrogen shit you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it's a plastic phthalates.
I love you too, my babies. I love you too, my babies.
Yeah. We were talking about this last show that men are becoming estrogenized by plastics.
Oh.
And I think that leads them to do strange things like this.
Oh.
Okay.
This is because of plastic.
Yes.
Okay. Raising birds.
Kissing them goodnight.
Tucking them into bed and kissing them goodnight.
But again, they seem to like it. Look at how cozy they are.
They do, but I always get uncomfortable when humans do things to animals that are not animal-like for their own little entertainment. And he's saying yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a little weird. It's like
when you make dogs dance and stuff. A dog is not into dancing. I know our brains go cute. That's not what the dog is.
Or when elephants paint.
Thank you.
Have you seen those?
No.
It's cruel.
Yeah. See. But
yeah. They know how to paint.
It's because you know they only are doing it. It's like they never show the end where they give them all a treat. And that's why they only fucking do that.
Exactly. Right. Like, there's some weird. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're just like whatever I gotta do.
Your house is just a circus. Okay. Cool.
All right. More TikTok.
Are you gonna make love to me now?
I don't make love.
Oh, he's.
I fuck.
He's
hard.
Letting it. Is he showing his
money.
Stripper money?
His money. No, those were hundreds. I mean, if that's his stripper money.
Because he's getting paid to fuck
him? He's just loaded.
No, no. He's saying, I'm going to turn you on with all my money.
Oh.
You see, you should get more. This poor chick is doing whatever weird acting she's doing, and that guy thinks it's real.
Oh.
Men think it's real. I know. I know. It's pathetic.
I would never swipe right on him on Bumble.
I bet not.
Ever.
Why not?
Ever.
Why not?
Didn't you see all his money?
This guy's
right.
Loaded.
Let me think about it.
I'm so shocked that this finds its way into TikTok. You know what I mean? That's wow.
Yeah, that's like a fans what
the
only fans?
Fans thing. Yeah, fans only.
Fans only.
All right, keep going.
Stop sending coins, cards, keys, and jewelry through letters. This machine will rip them out.
I don't
so
get
anything
out of that.
So that's just an educational Nadav. Talk.
Okay.
What was that?
First of all, these are all Christina's curations, and this is one of those educational talks that teaches you to not send like keys or coins and stuff because it's going to get ripped through in this machine.
So you get a little glimpse into Christina's head with these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Christina's head is so fancy.
It is fancy.
Yeah.
It is. Give me one more and then maybe go to some videos.
If you could have me for 24 hours and I couldn't say no, what would we do?
Oh, what would we do?
So exciting, so provocative.
Yeah, Chase, what would you do?
We'd go to dinner and he'd pay.
Really?
That's what we'd do.
Would you even willing to do that?
I had him for 24 hours.
I guess so. Why don't you just have him go get the dinner and bring it back for
go
you?
Go get the dinner and bring it back.
Yeah. He's got neurofibromatosis too.
Is that this?
Yes.
Look at that fancy term.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Wow.
Well, it's also called elephant man's disease.
Oh.
There are various kinds of neurofibromatoses. And this is the easy one. This is not the bad
neurofibromatosis.
Yeah, there's little knots all over.
So this guy's lucky is what you're saying.
He's got the not bad neurofibromatosis, yeah.
Neurofibromatosis. Yeah. I'm just going to throw that in a conversation somewhere.
Use it in your act. I give it to you.
The neurofibromatosis. But I'll do it better. I'll say.
Pronounce it. Clear it. Clearly.
Neurofibromatosis.
Neurofibromatosis.
Yeah. Neurofibromatosis.
So, Nadav, you're going to announce a new segment. It's going to be another special girl, horrible or hilarious. What are we going to do? Let's see another special girl.
And now it's time for horrible or hilarious.
Okay.
Okay.
Horrible.
You good, bro?
That was not good. But I thought it was going to be hilarious.
Oh, are those noises? there's a...
You good?
I think you good?
You're laughing.
Don't you do any sudden movements like that, man.
I think he just got the wind knocked out of him. I think that's what that is.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
There's no punctuations.
You can't. All you can do is that. I think. I'm hoping. My brain makes good things out of
these.
Oh,
here we go. I have actually some information on what he broke.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
He broke 3 vertebrae in his back and fractured his sternum.
Ew.
Spent a couple weeks laid up in the hospital, but he's good.
He can walk.
He's back to boarding again.
Ew.
Oh, fun. I love when they do that.
In a wheelchair.
That's still bad.
They get bit by the shark and then they're out in the ocean again.
What about the wheelchair? You're bullshitting about that.
Not yet.
Yeah. But okay, that's bad.
Oh,
that's
but bad. He was 10 kilometers away from the nearest road, so they had traveled in there in snowmobile, so they weren't able to airlift them due to high winds.
Uh-oh.
So it was a 2-hour ride in a sleigh behind a snowmobile.
Oof.
Which is pretty cool.
Hilarious.
With all those broken vertebrae.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I love
but,
that.
Hold on. You're telling me that this isn't funny to you?
That made me laugh. It did make me laugh. Well, I thought he was being dramatic.
I did too. I did too. But turns out he was just
being
normal.
He broke 2 vertebrae.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like he's young. Jesus. All right. Well, there's that one. That was confusing, horrible, hilarious.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You thought it was. Yeah, I saw you laugh.
I thought it was going to be hilarious. And I thought, and if it was just a wind knocked out of him, it is hilarious, that sound. But broken sternum, not so hilarious. That's, he's not breathing very well.
All right. Here's a funny one for sure.
We'll see.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
A van? A truck moving.
Right, so the truck is about to go past his car, and this guy doesn't want to hit him.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So
oh, no.
He's using his body to make sure the truck doesn't fuck up his car.
No. Oh, he's protecting his car.
He made it.
Well, I wouldn't say he made it.
Well, he didn't die.
Doesn't look like he could walk.
He didn't
upright
die.
Right,
he didn't die. Wow.
I don't think he was protecting his car. I think he got stuck.
You know, to me.
No, because he moved into that position. Here, let's start it from the top.
No.
Okay. So I should have been watching the guy, not the car.
Right? So the car is moving and it's about to make a turn, and the guy starts getting a little nervous that he's going to fuck up his car. He's like, oh shit, look at this.
I'm going to push the trailer back.
Well, he's like, no, I'm just going to make sure. See? So he's trying to stop it.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty smart move, I think.
Oh, boy.
Not a scratch on the car.
Oh, boy.
Actually, that door looks like it's pretty pushed in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There's nothing scarier.
I found that hilarious. Wow.
All right, so 2 for 2 on this side.
So I find nothing scarier than crush injuries. Maybe that's why the Asian garage thing that I tormented you with part of it. But particularly chest and abdominal crush injuries are terrible, horrible.
Yeah.
So I know what how horrible that is. When I see that stuff, it makes me cringe.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, we're going to take a little step away from the horrible stuff, because it looks like you're saying that it's horrible, and we're going to do something a little different on this one.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. No.
Oh.
Okay.
You're laughing again.
I was afraid where that might go, but I don't know. I'm confused. You know,
is there an option for like, I'm just disturbed? Is
yes.
That,
yes.
Is there a third option?
That's horrible.
I'm disturbed that I laugh. You understand that there's a natural kind of laughter that comes with these uncertain situations. Like you want it to be the Three Stooges. You want it to be funny, but it could be horrible.
You know, like America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
They always had this segment of like the people hurting themselves. I've never thought those were funny.
Mm.
And with these TikToks, they're TikToks. I don't.
How do you spend time with Tom Segura? I guess you don't.
I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
Would love to.
I'm not sure you would. If you don't think this is hilarious. I'm trying to be generous on the hilarious side, because Tom finds these things hilarious.
Tom loves all
of
these.
I found this one just like in the middle, because he seems like he's okay. But
it seems like it. We don't know.
He got a concussion.
You think it looks like brick? I thought it was drywall, but it looks like
it went.
Brick. Yeah.
All right.
He's alive.
Hilarious.
He's alive. I'm always glad when I can tell the horrible, hilarious survives.
Yeah.
So that's then we can laugh a little bit together.
I don't want to see anywhere someone dies.
Okay.
Are you going to show someone where people
No, all right. So in this one, they definitely don't die.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh. Oh, sorry. That was loud. I screamed. Hilarious. Hilarious.
He's falling on sand. It's like it's a soft landing.
No, right? Horrifying.
No.
I mean horrible.
Mind you, Chase's response was hilarious. But the actual
that sounded
video,
more like a defense mechanism.
The video is not hilarious.
My answer's been horrible for all of them. I just want to be clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm with you. I was willing,
no,
I'm
you've been laughing at every single one.
No. I told you they were uncertain. And I laughed because you want it to be the Three Stooges, and then you realize, oh no, it's horrible. This one was just straight horrible. People are thrown from vehicles. It's horrible. I don't care what's going on.
Horrible.
So
okay, so I'll let you pick between the next two titles, Drew.
And by the way, you guys flew through the air too.
Yeah.
Chase looks genuinely shook up by that.
I wasn't expecting.
No.
All right.
I've never seen that happen. Okay.
Do you want to show her again?
So you can pick. Yeah, sure. Let's watch this one.
Well, now I know. Now I know. I won't scream. Oh, yeah. Oh, gee whiz. Gee. Okay.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. So now I'm going to let you pick between these next two titles. All right. You guys tell me what you prefer to watch.
Okay.
Challenging day today.
Parachuting accident or golf cart accident?
I've seen a golf cart accident in Jackass, and I didn't like it.
Mm. So it's going to go for the parachute.
All
right.
What do you think?
I hate heights, but me uncomfortable is not a bad thing.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Me too.
Great.
Okay.
Good show. Because
remember, he showed us this last. Oh, no. He showed us the last one as a good thing.
Oh, right. I
don't know if I want to see that.
What did he hit?
A helicopter.
Oh my God, he flew into the helicopter.
Yeah, it's
first.
Kind of a twofer in this one.
He is going to be banged up.
Yes, but I think he's going to survive, right? Is that Greek on the screen?
Let me see, and I don't have any follow-up info on this. But it was in Russia.
Oh, is
but
it?
But I don't know what the kind of consolation that is, though.
I think we need to see it again now that we sort of oriented to what's going
okay.
on.
Copy that.
Yeah.
Again.
Because he spun around to absorb the blow a little bit. You're coming in awfully fast. Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, it could have been like, if that was pre-planned, how cool he did the
yes,
flip.
Pre-planned. Yes, let's pretend it was
he
pre-planned.
He did the flip and the.
He meant to do that.
But that's like gotta hurt.
I like how your brain works. Yeah, I think he hit with his thighs, right? Didn't it look like it?
Felt like this.
Ugh. That's not good. Ugh. That's not good.
Okay, and now just for good measure.
No.
Are they going to be ejected?
See, I don't like this. Oh, gee.
That's a little more funny.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
This one's funny?
A little more. It's hard to tell what happened there. That's why.
Good.
The bar smashed his neck. What do you mean it's hard to tell, bro?
Yeah, but it could be a lightweight little cart, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like
a
helicopter
on your neck.
Rotor blade.
But it slid with him under it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say horrible.
Okay, could be.
Why are they filming this, though?
They're just like, hey, we're going to golfing. There's two people in there.
Oh.
I'm not sure that was horrible. I don't know.
That's his neck, fam. That's his neck.
Okay, well, then that's horrible. But thank you for driving that point home.
Follow-up info on this.
I feel like
if he broke his neck, that's not good, right, Doctor?
That's not good.
Yep, you know what? I don't have any info here on if this guy's still alive.
Okay. Where do you look
pretty
for the
funny
follow-ups?
Though, huh?
How do you find the follow-up? Good question.
When Zello preps these, he looks into it to see if he could figure it out.
I understand when you look into it, you look into it. How do you find it? How do you figure that out?
We understand that.
You just fucking, I don't know, you fucking Google.
Zello!
Dude with golf cart on neck survived.
He's crafty. He figures it out.
Oh my God. All right, give us something. We need something. A female VO maybe will cleanse our palate.
Okay,
bit.
G. I keep saying G.
Voice message here.
All right, just give.
Are you having fun so far?
I'm having fun.
It's a good experience, right?
This is the best experience.
It's nice being safe and sound in our little chairs.
Yes, and I feel like last time we didn't spend that much time getting to know you this time because we did that last time, mm-hmm. and we ran right into the full force of Nadav's library.
The fun
here.
Library yeah. stuff. Yeah. yeah.
I mean, I think we're having fun.
We're having fun. We're tentative over here. We're like trying to accommodate.
I've never seen funnier videos in my life. You guys know good content.
All right. Here's a lady with a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Mommy. It's Cassie.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm calling to ask about this again, but I'm arguing with my boyfriend right now about whether the uterus is inside or out of the body. He thinks it's outside the body. I think it's inside the body. Mm-hmm. Please settle this.
Of course.
I'm coming up in May. And come on, Mark. Don't be stingy.
Come on, Mark, don't be stingy.
I don't know that one.
I don't know either.
It's the mass. It's Ed Asner jerking off still.
That's oh, okay.
Come on, Mark, don't be stingy.
You
know, these guys, mommies remember shit. They focus in on stuff that I just miss. They're astute. They're very astute. But this is a great question. These are some of my favorite stuff.
Okay.
What's inside the body? What's outside the body?
Can I guess?
Not yet.
Okay.
Can you give us a little diagram of the uterus, the female pelvis, cross section? This will be good.
This is what I like to research.
All right. Give me the, yeah. No. Oh, shit. No, there was a good one on the last back one. Go back an entire page. I saw a good one. Okay. That the third one on the bottom, the third one from the left. There. Okay. Okay. There we go. So that's somebody cut in half, a female, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you identify everything in there?
I can identify, is that a small intestine?
That's a large intestine. Yes, that's going around the back near the buttock, right? The buttock is in the rear. And that's the rectum, actually, what that is. That's a sigmoid colon and rectum. You see what goes down to the anus there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see, okay. And then riding against that colon, against the rectum, what is that?
That is
where he's pointing.
The uterus.
That is the uterus. And the uterus is lying on top of
the neuroplasmic.
Neurofibromatosis?
Yes, that's the one. Okay.
No, it's lying on top of the bladder. That's the bladder there.
Yes,
see?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
So what is inside the body? And you see the vagina leading up to the up to the uterus,
okay.
right? And you see the urethra leading up to the bladder, right?
Are we looking at the same picture? I don't know.
I
don't know.
You see the uterus.
I was just guessing. No.
You don't see the uterus. Can I go over there and point to him?
Yeah.
Or can I?
Oh, is
Nadav is pointing
Nadav
to the uterus.
Knows
that's
where
the
it
uterus.
Is.
That's the uterus. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And it's lying on top of the bladder right beneath it. That's the bladder right there.
Okay.
And see the little tube going up to the bladder?
Oh, yes.
That's the urethra.
Okay.
That's where you pee out of.
Oh.
And right next to that is the no, that's the rectum.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that's where you poop out of.
Okay, that is where you poop out of. Thank you for that, Nadav.
Okay.
But there is the vagina he's going up right there.
Here's where the
see
white
that?
Goes.
Uterus,
up.
Vagina. Got
okay,
that?
Okay, I got
remember
it.
Remember when I said you kind of, the big monster dong kind of went up behind the uterus a little bit?
Yeah.
You see how it would go all the way up there? Keep going up.
No,
it would not go in there. That's inside the body.
Right, that's where it
that's
hurts.
Inside. That's the uterine lining. That's inside the body. But the vagina, where he's got his arrow now, is outside the body. And the cervix, which goes into the vagina, see this right there where his arrow is, the cervix.
Okay.
Why don't you get a picture of the cervix? That pokes into the vagina, and that's outside the body. Vagina is you with me? Vagina's
oh, no,
outside
I'm
the body.
You.
You're dissociating. Andy, she just dissociated too.
I'm so impressed, though, that you know all this, and I had no idea.
Okay, we're going to look at a cervix. Show me a cervix.
Show us the cervix. Yeah.
Not a cross section, just a cervix. I'm going to show you the real thing. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, you see
more
how the uterus.
Female body's cut in half.
No, I want an actual picture of a cervix. Let's see.
A real one?
I want
or
looking down the vagina. You see how the vagina, it's at the end of the vagina there?
Yes.
See where he's going? Okay. And that's
outside.
It's just a tube. It's just a tube that connects to the outside world.
Uh-huh.
Right? And anything that doesn't bleed when you enter it is outside the body, essentially.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like your mouth is outside the body. Your esophagus is outside the body. It goes through your body, but it's connected to the outside world. So it's just a tube that's outside the body.
That is fascinating because I thought it was a trick question. I thought everything was inside the body.
No.
Okay.
So so the uterus.
Dove knows that. Okay.
Everything's outside the body. Wow. Yes.
Things that go through, tubes that go through the body. But the you saw the urethra. That's kind of inside the body. The bladder is inside the body, right? It's sterile. So anything that's sterile or bleeds, you know, has blood in it.
Inside.
And
what, our girl won
Kathy
the bet?
Or Cassie? Was it Kathy or Cassie? She wins and doesn't win because the cervix is part of the uterus and it's outside the body, but the inside of the uterus is inside the body. And you see the fallopian tubes that come off the uterus? That's all inside the body. Everything's inside the body there. The uterus itself is inside the body. Cervix is outside the body. And if you go in through the hole, that's why I wanted to show. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Nadav.
Nadav.
Cervical os. Yes. Cervical os. Cervical os. I want that. Cervical?
Os.
Os. Os is the Latin word for mouth.
Oh.
So there it is. So cervix has a little hole in it like that, right? There
is
it is.
That's the hole.
That's where babies come out of and go into the vagina. That's not the vulva. That's the hole.
That's what that mouth do.
That's the entrance to the uterus. Okay. It's all closed off now because the uterus is inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? The cervix, the thing that's poking into the vagina is outside the body. So essentially Kathy's right. It's inside the body, essentially. But your colon, your small intestines, all that's outside the body. But through goes through your body. Well, the lumen, the inside of the tube is outside the body.
I think
the organ is inside the body.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No.
Anything that has a blood supply is
a theater major. I haven't. This is too confusing. I don't get it. But I understand that now I know some stuff is inside and some stuff's outside.
Your lungs are inside the body.
Yeah.
The tube that connects the outside world here is the GI tract is outside the body. At least the inner tube of it. The inside lining of it.
If you were going to quiz me on it, I'd pass the test because I would memorize you saying this stuff.
But you can't get it.
Would I understand
it? You can't get it.
Never.
No, you can't get it. Never. Okay, I'll give up then.
But I hear you.
Okay, good. How about the uterus part? The vagina outside the body, you got that.
Yeah.
Even though it's through... Mm-hmm. It doesn't go, there's no bleeding, there's no bacteria.
I guess that's good. If it bleeds, you're inside.
You're getting inside.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if it gets infected, if it can, anything that gets infected when it's exposed to the outside world is inside the body, yeah.
But you're saying if I cut open my chest and my throat was exposed,
Your esophagus.
My esophagus, it wouldn't bleed, I'd be fine, no infection. Too complicated.
Because you'd have to cut open your esophagus, and now you're into tissue. And by the opening your chest, you're inside the body already. You know?
Okay.
So it's but that's why we can take a scope and look down into your stomach, like an endoscopy, because all that's outside the body.
Ooh.
And same thing with a colonoscopy. We can move a scope all through your colon and look around because we're outside the body. As soon as we biopsy the colon, though, you're getting into the tissue. You're back in it, please.
Okay.
There you go. This has been a fascinating day. Chase, it's been so great to share this experience with you. YMH Studio, store.ymhstudios.com.
Is that what we're ending on?
I want people to get, I love this cup. I love it. We started with it, so I thought I'd
check out
it too.
YMH.com.
And there's
shop.
A lot of new shirts and things coming.
Store.ymhstudios.com.
There's a lot of new stuff, a lot of new merch coming, and I frankly am moved by some of it. I want some of that stuff. And I want some of this show represented on some of that artistic materials there. So what's coming up for you? What's up next?
I am on tour with Christina P through the end of the year.
Sorry. And I was supposed to do a set visit on Curb Your Enthusiasm after the last time
you were supposed
she was
to.
Here. And that did not happen.
I think what we learned is I don't have as much power as I talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, it wasn't your fault. I won't blame you.
I did pitch this.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But I was at Caroline's with Jeff Ross and he pulled me up there for 30 minutes. And so... It's fun.
God.
I like doing that.
That's a long time.
Well, especially
to be
with Jeff Ross, because you know he's going to start
roasting.
Fucking with you, which of course he did. But that's fine. It helped the show. All right, everybody. Thank you all for being here again. Keep the stuff coming. We appreciate it so much. And suggestions as well. We're all about it. And we'll see you next time.
Piss on me. Come on me. I'll see you in May.
The transformation is complete. See you next time. All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.